We're back. We are joined for a second segment by Dr. Charles Jacobs of Americans for Peace and Tolerance. Please go to their website, peaceandtolerance.org. You can find there the case against the Islamic Society of Boston, and also a new product involving what he calls the Axis of Bias at Weston High School. Charles, tell us a little bit about what's going on in this high school and, well, for that matter, others like it across the country.
Yes. Okay. So starting from the top, we understand that political correctness is sweeping the day. That if you send your child to school from elementary on up, they will be sitting and stewing in what scholars call postmodernism, but what normal people call political correctness or moral relativism. And that means that all of our children are learning several propositions. There is no truth. It's just a matter of opinion. There is no reason for human conflict, that conflict resolution courses can't take care of. It's all a matter of miscommunication, that we in the West live on undeserved wealth, and that the West isn't so good. That's what all of our children are learning at base. Okay. Now, an extension of that, one extension of that, that is very, very threatening to the Jewish community, is that in that framework, Israel is no good. Israel is now a white country, my goodness. And the victims, the Palestinians, are like all of the other victims, classes that on college campuses, there's a bucket, there's a basket of these victim classes, right? Women, gays, transgenders, Latinos, Palestinians, homosexuals, etc. What's happened now on the college campuses is there's a poisonous atmosphere against Israel and her Jewish and non-Jewish supporters. Many, many people have finally come to realize this after we've been ringing the bell for 20, 25 years. Jewish students on college campuses are hectored, intimidated by their professors, marginalized, and sometimes physically threatened. We're having a film come out in September called Privileged Hatred, where the only people on college campuses you can actually hate are, aside from white people, Jews. There are 160 branches of the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas-linked Students for Justice in Palestine across the college campuses. The Jewish community is finally alarmed. Well, guess what? The same poison that's on the college campuses has been seeping into our high schools. And under the guise of things like conflict resolution studies, peace studies, or simply history or social studies, lessons that are fabricated by very sophisticated curriculum mills, funded by Saudis and funded by radical leftists, these lessons have now reached American high schools and junior high schools. So we found In Newton, Massachusetts, which is a leafy, heavily Jewish suburb of Boston, outrageous things said against Jews. There was a father came to us, and he said his daughter asked him if it's true that Jews murder Arab women in Israeli jails. And he went berserk. And he found out that there is a book called the Arab World Studies Notebook that was being used in his daughter's class. And that book was funded by Aramco. And that book was inserted into a workshop that the teachers went to at Harvard University. And that the Harvard University Middle East Research Center, which was also funded by the Gulf States, right, and run by anti-Israel activists, had been able to infect all of the high school teachers in Newton with these materials. And we are focusing on the Jewish stuff because we're in the Jewish community. I have to tell you, it's just as bad or worse for the Christians.
Charles Jacobs, again, is our guest. Dr. Jacobs is the president and founder of Americans for Peace and Tolerance. And one of the vehicles for some of this indoctrination, Charles, that you've come across, that gave rise, in fact, I guess, to your title of this project, Axis of Bias at Weston High School, is something called the Axis of Hope. I'm not familiar with this organization and its activities. Tell us a bit about it.
The Axis of Hope is created by a man named Carl Hobart, who publicly acknowledges the help and inspiration from Noam Chomsky, one of America's most vicious Israel and American loathers. And so this is a program where he pretends that he can teach American high school kids in a workshop how to create peace in the Middle East. Imagine that these little high school kids who don't have too much deep knowledge or wisdom are, by going through his workshop, going to be able to compose letters to the Secretary of State and to the President and to the head of the UN that will bring peace to the Middle East. And what is the suggestion of those letters? That there has to be, of course, a Palestinian state, and that will bring peace in our time. And the way that he does this workshop, we've had people attend it and take notes, and he actually shows much of it on his video. And so we've made a video of it. It's pretty despicable. He has been now taken into the arms of Boston University's School of Education, where he holds these seminars for teachers around the country. So we've made a film of that. We are fighting very hard with Boston University to get him disbarred, as it were. And I think we're making some progress.
This is such important work. And again, I salute you personally and your organization, Americans for Peace and Tolerance, because it's going on all around us. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a factual agenda, much of it enabled by the Muslim Brotherhood, consistent with the secret plan that, as I mentioned earlier, was introduced into evidence in the Holy Land Foundation trial. And a new ingredient in the mix, apparently, is, you mentioned earlier, the influx of a great many immigrants into this country from Syria and other parts of the Middle East. To what extent is that manifesting itself as well in the curricula of students in this country?
Well, this is a huge threat. And it's more than ironic and tragic that more than 11 major Jewish organizations are lobbying for the resettlement of Syrian refugees in this country, when we find out, and I just published yesterday at Breitbart, a study of Syrian textbooks. And in every Syrian who goes to school, which is every Syrian, learns horrible things about Jews, and about how we were the killers of prophets and that we are going to be damned forever. And it's the duty of every Syrian to engage in jihad. And jihad certainly includes the elimination of Israel and maybe its supporters. So when Hillary Clinton and President Obama want to bring in the Syrians here to show how wonderful we are, without vetting for that, they vet for a lot of other things. No one has vetted for anti-Semitism. And it's absolutely scandalous that the major Jewish organizations here are lobbying for the inclusion or the welcoming of Syrian refugees when these may hold deadly dangers to the Jewish community.
Charles Jacobs, we have to leave it at that for the moment. I will say that the what was once known as the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society is making many millions of dollars on importing these potentially at least, quite problematic refugees into the country. And once they get them in, turning around and going and get their families. So it's a challenge of the first order. We salute the work you do at Americans for Peace and Tolerance and appreciate your visits with us from time to time. Do come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.